From the opening lines of 2 Samuel chapter 8, we're to notice one main word, and that word is defeated. Verse 1 says, David defeated the Philistines. Verse 2, David defeated Moab. Verse 3, David defeated Hadadezer. The style changes a bit, but the theme continues when the writer uses the phrase, strikes down. Verse 5, David struck down 22,000 men. Verse 13, David striking down 18,000 men. There can be little doubt what the message is here. This is no mere history lesson. This is a declaration. The kingdom of David defeated his foes. He not only defeated them, but the text seems to indicate that he really defeats them. With each victory, we're given descriptions of how David defeated his foes, and we will get into that tomorrow. But the main lesson I want us to see here is that chapter 8 is not necessarily a chronological retelling of events, but rather, chapter 8 gives us a snapshot of David's career. And all of this is to help prove that God made good on his promise to David in chapter 7, and that was to give David's kingdom victory and rest, and that violent men would endanger them no more. God is faithful to his word. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines, and also remember the Creole Cape Verdean Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Cape Verde.